Establishment media sound alarm: Joe Biden's radical policies will stall in Congress until 2022. By Wendell Hussebo on May 24, 2021. Establishment media sounded the alarm Monday about President Joe Biden's radical policies stalling in Congress until the 2022 midterms. With Biden's sprawling infrastructure plan stuck in bipartisan talks, a voting rights bill mired in the Senate, and the fate of police reform hanging in the air, Democrats acknowledge that time is not necessarily on their side. Politico acknowledged in a piece titled, "Dems Sweat a Summer Pileup of Big Votes on Biden's Agenda." Democrats are publicly grinning through the stress. But they also recognize that their summertime scramble will have enormous implications, Politico continued. Given the likelihood that next November's midterm could wrest away the party's grip on Congress, Democrats are eager for an intense burst of activity before Washington is overtaken by further pre-election political paralysis. CNN wrote a piece Monday warning, "Bipartisan talks over infrastructure deal on the brink of crumbling days before deadline." The summer break comes at a crucial moment for Biden's legislative agenda, with a convergence of dynamics that, if mishandled, could threaten to torpedo the prospects of the $4 trillion in infrastructure, economic and social safety net spending he has put on the table, the CNN piece cautioned. Senators have just one more week in session before the Memorial Day recess, a deadline that Republicans and Democrats recognize as a potential moment when both sides will be forced to evaluate if the bipartisan talks are fruitful enough to continue, CNN concluded. Roll Call ran a similar tone with the headline, "Cracks in Party Unity Could Stall Democratic Momentum," with the subtitle, "Disagreements About Taxes, Voting Rights, and Israel Could Play a Role in How Much of Biden's Agenda Democrats Can Enact This Year." Those disagreements, about taxes, voting rights and U.S. policy toward Israel, could play a role in how much of President Joe Biden's expansive agenda Democrats can enact this year, given that near total unity will be necessary, Roll Call explained. The media's bell ringing will put pressure on Biden and the Democrats to stop negotiating with Republicans and ram the radical agenda through by any means possible. 59 far-left House Democrat members have sent a letter to both Senate and House leadership in which they urge Biden's infrastructure to move forward quickly, stating, "While bipartisan support is welcome, the pursuit of Republican votes cannot come at the expense of limiting the scope of popular investments." Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, believes bipartisanship is a terrible political misstep. "I do not think that the White House should relegate recovery to the judgment of Mitch McConnell because he will not function in good faith," she said. The Washington Post reported Friday Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, will converse Monday about moving the infrastructure package forward with his centrist and deal-minded members of both parties.